preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And this is James Kelso here up in North Dakota, sending it all to you via the good graces of the Republic Broadcasting Network, way down south in Round Rock, Texas, due south of me. And the it is, what is today? Hey, happy Valentine's Day, all you beautiful patriot ladies out there. It is Valentine's Day, and I love all of you. The phone number, if you want to call into tonight's show, is this is show number 45,872. We don't know what the number is. It's just a big one, that's all. We don't know what number it is. It is, there it is. Turn my mouse pad over. 512-248-8252. You can call in tonight's show. And, boy, there's that voice. It's hanging in there. What happened? I'm like that guy in the popular music. we're aging ourselves or dating ourselves now, you oldsters out there. What was his name? Wayne Newton. Wayne Newton. He sang way up high. He sang, "Donkashane, darling Donkashane, thank you for." He sang way up high like this. And then he went even higher still. So we got used to Wayne Newton that way. Then something happened to him. And his voice went down like this. I think he had to go to a surgeon. I'm not sure. I didn't go to a surgeon. I don't know what happened to me. Anyway, the Wayne Newton of the airwaves, Kelso here on February 14th. Now, let me tell you something that happened to me today. Interesting. You've been hearing about the Valcombe Vault in the Republic Broadcasting promotions that you've been hearing interspersed through our shows. And I didn't know, what is the Valcombe Vault? Well, I found out at my local gold dealer today. I went in out of curiosity, and so I'm asking, around. One reason I'm not very knowledgeable about gold or silver is you have to have money to buy it. So I'm still interested, even though I don't have any money. But so the gold dealer said, well, one of the hot items that people are buying to provision themselves for an uncertain future is from the Valcombe Vault, little detachable little gold bars. And he said he's selling them. I see a couple. He and she said they're selling like hotcakes. And they said that there's a real good reason to have things from the Valcombe Vault, which is advertising right here on Republic Broadcasting. And you can go, let me give you some data here whereby you can follow up on this. For gold and silver, Valcombe bars, and spelled V-A-L-C-A-M-B-I. I thought it was just when the advertiser was saying it, actually one of our producers was enunciating the ad, I thought, the Valcombe Vault. I thought that's it's just a sexy name. No, it's the name in Switzerland of the 24-karat gold reputation Valcombe Vault. And so here's a number you can jot down. You can call or text 602-799-8214. I'll read that again in a moment. And that's Jeff Bennett. And or you can look on the Republic Broadcasting webpage and look for the Humphrey Bogart and the Sierra Madre link on the homepage of republicbroadcasting.org. So just click on Humphrey Bogart's Handsome Face or the Sierra Madre movie. That's, you know that movie, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. That's the movie in which the bandito Humphrey is an Americano in Mexico, and he's prospecting in the Sierra Madre. And the banditos come and they encounter him. And then they say that they're the federales. They're the, the mounted police. We are the mounted police. And then Bogart says, well, if you're the mounted police, where are your badges? And the head bandito with his, sombrero and his solid gold teeth and his bandoliers running both ways across his chest says, badges? We don't got to show you no badges. We ain't got no stinking badges. And anyway, that devolves into gunplay. And Bogart and his Americano buddies drive off the banditos. And if you think the banditos were bad in 1937 or 39, that movie was made, that incredibly good movie. But in fact, somebody who's a rarity in Hollywood, an actual patriot, Humphrey Bogart was a patriot. If you think the banditos were bad back then, ooh, you haven't seen banditos. And they definitely don't need to carry no stinking badges. Getting back to the Valcombe Vault, check it out. Maybe you have some money. And if you do, after you send some of it into the Republic Broadcasting Network to keep our broadcast going, you can also support the Republic Broadcasting Network by buying a very practical form of gold, which is little wafers, little tiny bars that you can break off. And I asked the person at the gold dealer, I said, well, wouldn't they chip off? I mean, if you break them off, do they break off cleanly? Don't you lose some gold? He said, no, they're perfect. You just dink, dink, dink. They snap off and they're perfect. Little miniature gold bars. And you think about it, folks. When the bottom falls out, should it so do, and you should be ready for a future that
seems to have a pretty high likelihood now. When the bottom falls out and you have to buy some groceries or some gas or some firewood for your family, and you need something that you can barter, that other people will take. That's the essence of barter. If you show them a 1 ounce gold coin, that which now sells for like $2,000, but when the bottom falls out, it would sell for $5,000, you know, or whatever. How do you buy a sack of groceries with an item worth $5,000? But if you have a little gold bar that's worth a few hundred dollars, you can do that. All right, so that's my my poor man's look at the gold and silver market. All right, let's get on with the show here on Valentine's Day, and I'll look for your calls. Let me just see. Oh, we've got a call here, and let's take a chance. I just don't remember. I don't associate caller names with who they end up being, and I get smacked in the face for it over and over again. But you are probably out there in the audience, you enjoy watching Kelso step into the chipper. So here we go. Marcus in Idaho, are you there? Oh, and we've got another caller. Marcus, hang on. There's someone identified as Sergeant in Oklahoma. Let's go first to Sergeant in Oklahoma.
Evening, my friend.
Hey, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, all the the world is being deceived, and your view seems to fit my view. It's a psyop, and we just got to play the game. Don't get upset.
Okay, I'm with you so far. Keep going.
Well, sir, the things you were just talking about, it all feeds into the same thing. Don't get upset. The Creator is still in control.
Interesting. My gold dealers, they made an interesting comment. They said, "We're not worried. We sell gold, but we're actually not banking on gold for our own future. We're banking on God." And
there you go. Okay.
Yeah,
I live in southeastern Oklahoma. Most people see Oklahoma as flat and buffalo and Indian teepees, and there's a section of it that is nothing but trees, mountains, silver, gold. We've got all this, but we're not worried. We're still here.
Yeah.
I moved back here 15 years ago because they started attacking my daughter at school, because we had a different value system than the school. When they went to this woke thing, we moved away 15 years ago. And we've been at the point we drew water from a well by a bucket. We had 110 electricity, and that was the maximum power of our house. We have stepped back and took a look. You're on point, my friend.
Thank you, Sergeant. And am I saying your name correctly, Sergeant?
My name is John.
Okay.
Sergeant. I go by Sergeant because
okay,
I was an ex 20-year military combat construction. But you know what? The Navy terms, they just don't fit.
Well, you know, that part of the world that you're in, you're right, folks. There are certain parts of the world, big parts of our country, which are wonderful places that you could call in some ways off the grid. But the main thing is that your people, people like you, people who think the way you think, are out there. And one thing you're going to need, you are going to need that gold and that silver. But another thing you'll need is friends. You're going to need allies and friends, and you need to be in a surrounding of people who will support you, not the kind of people that will turn you in. And so that's that part of the world there in western Arkansas and eastern Texas and northwestern Louisiana and south. Are you talking about the southeastern Oklahoma there, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, those are wonderful places. That's right. It isn't just a pancake, a flat pancake. There are wonderful hills. Yeah.
We're also the last of the buckle of the Bible Belt. We're the last.
If you look at the geological formation that you and your people live in, the Appalachian Mountains, which go all the way up into New York and beyond, that ancient mountain range that people think of as being the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee and so on, and the Ozarks in Missouri, that mountain range extends through a great swath of eastern and central U.S. And
I actually live on a quartz vein. I can go out there, and I will be happy to mail any of you or your listeners a piece of quartz. I have double-ended quartz. I have the Milky. We're on a quartz vein. So, yes, I understand where I'm at. What I'm telling you is that don't give up hope.
Oh, yeah, let's get to Sergeant's key and wonderful point, which is that keep your head up, folks, and have faith.
That's it. Keep your head up.
Have faith in, yes, that you will. We're headed into a hell of a fight, and we are in it now. And,
our grandfathers and our even fathers fought this. Don't give up. It's not that big a deal. We have the Lord on our side.
Yes. I'll quibble with you a little bit about the last one. Your optimism surpasses mine. It's not that big a deal. I'm a little more fearful than you are, but it, definitely, folks, don't give up. Sergeant, it's wonderful to know you're out there.
I am actually an electrical engineer, and I also have an air quality engineering degree. So you want to fight me on what you're dropping on us? You want to fight me on the grid and EMP and, okay, I've been down these roads. I retired here. Come get some. We have nothing to fear if we keep this kind of station, RBN, going. I've been doing shortwave since I was 9 years old as a Boy Scout medal. This is the kind of conversation I used to listen to as a child. Now I get to interact.
Hang on, Sergeant. We lost our connection with James, and we're going to break. We'll be right back. Thanks. Thanks, Sergeant. Just stand by.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. We're going to a break.
All right.
Hang tight.
Yes, sir.
The good times ain't over for good.
Mm-hmm. For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Biden takes classified documents seriously. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at mystore.com to save money on American-made products from American companies. President Biden takes classified documents so seriously that he had at least one in his garage. Just for a minute, let's forget that a former vice president shouldn't have classified materials. Let's ignore the hypocrisy of Biden's statements regarding Trump having classified materials at Mar-a-Lago, where there are Secret Service. What I want to know is, why were attorneys clearing out an office at the UPenn think tank? Lawyers cost hundreds of dollars an hour. Two guys and a truck would have been infinitely cheaper. Were the lawyers there because they expected to find something like this? Maybe the attorneys were there just so that there would be attorney-client privilege in place. The presence of lawyers doing a job that a couple of teenagers could do is intriguing, to say the least. Now that the story is out, I have many questions, but the White House press secretary has refused to answer a single one put to her. Hopefully, the new special counsel will have better luck. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Yes, indeed. It is God's country, folks. And I was, before we took an EMP attack from the communist Chinese, but we got, our engineers got us right back on. The we'll talk about that maybe in a moment. It's in the headlines, electromagnetic pulse. It bears deep thinking about this. The I was talking about George Washington's army. There's a certain, of course, European people in general, we're tough as nails. We are the hardest working, most liberty loving people that has ever existed in the universe, ever existed on the face of the earth. There's nothing to compare with the people from whom you come. It's an amazing, amazing, it's the greatest, the people from whom, now I'm not, of course there's somebody out there who's not part of the European people, and, you know, God bless you, and you deserve liberty too, and you are, if you're listening to this show, you're a good person, just as good as myself and the Europeans about whom I speak. But if you're a European out there, you're the product of a very special thing. And this is the way Kelso puts it. So far nobody's stolen my formula. Somebody's going to beat me to it, and that's what a shame. I should be the one to put this book out first. And the book is this, and the question is, what is the most beautiful thing in the universe? What is the most beautiful thing in the universe? And long ago, I came to the conclusion, it's simple, it's easy. The most beautiful thing in the universe is the European people. And by thing, I mean something that has mass. You can weigh it with a scale. You can see it. It's measurable. It's a thing. And the European people are a thing. That thing produced you, and I understand, of course, we're not things in that sense, but that beautiful reality produced you. And it produced the army that George Washington, he said, my best troops come from the hill country. And they were the Scotsmen, many of them Scotsmen, who lived in the hollers of places like Western Virginia and Western North Carolina and what is now West Virginia. And they are tough. They fight. They don't need much of anything to fight, and you don't want to cross them. So that's the backbone that we are. And now let's go to that EMP question. People are wondering, the enemy, the principal enemy of the United States, of the American people, of European civilization right now, is summarized as the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. And these people are really low. The things they will do to destroy their victims are pretty mind-boggling. But one of the things that they're willing, they're devious. So they're looking at every way they can kill you and kill your family. For instance, they have come up with a very devious and evil thing, fentanyl. Fentanyl. I think people are mispronouncing it as fentanyl. It's T-Y-L, fentanyl, or N-Y-L. And they're dumping it into your country. They're putting it into all kinds of things. It's incredibly lethal. They could kill the entire American population, and they are doing it, with small amounts of this. I forget the numbers, but you know, something like 50 times more lethal than heroin. And you can stick it into things, like somebody might think they're taking an aspirin or eating a piece of candy. A child might be thinking they're eating a piece of candy they were given, and there's a little bit of fentanyl in there. And the next thing you know, your precious child is dead. Well, the Chinese are quite happy to do this kind of evil. Not the Chinese people. That small, much smaller group of people called the Chinese Communist Party. And we can thank the Bolsheviks, who were not the Russian people, for spawning the Bolshevik version in China. But but right now, that's our enemy. Now, another thing they're exploring is, how about electromagnetic pulse? We'll come back and look at that EMP in just a moment. Stay tuned. And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
We're back, folks.
And are we rolling downhill like
let Sergeant finish up his excellent call. Sergeant, are you still there?
I'm here, brother.
Well, thank you for being out there, and I don't know how you're receiving the show, but however you're doing it, thank you very much.
Believe it or not, it's the only communication we have. Where I live in the mountains, your engineer and I spoke while we were on break. He'll tell you, I got cell phone, and that's it.
Well, and check that out, folks. You can receive the Republic Broadcasting Network on a phone, and we have a number we have an audience of people who are out there right now listening on their cell phones. And so there are a number of ways that this network can get to you, and we need to explore all those ways and thank all of you then, out there. Yes?
Then do what I do. I am a working poor man. I make $65,000 a year as an electrical engineer. I ought to make more than that, but that's what the world wants to tell me. Okay, but I spend $10 a month on you guys.
Well, thank you. And, thank you very much.
The point I was getting at, our balloon / UFO / okay, what happened to Hunter Biden? The laptop, the connection to the president, and all the things that break our laws, and now we're worried about UFOs?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. What they're trying to do is keep our heads spinning. And let me go on. I'm going to go on to that theme. Let me go on to that theme, Sergeant. But I sure enjoy having you in our audience, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Anytime, my friend.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Ask me, request me. I listen from 7 to 10 p.m. all day long, Caribbean.
Wow. We're going to have to
ask me, and I'm here.
All right. Wow. Well, you are. We're going to make you the poster boy for RBN, Sergeant.
I don't know about that, but I look for the truth. Like I said, I was 9 years old when I found shortwave, and they told me these things, and I questioned why my pastor didn't say these things. Yet you say these things without being religious. Okay, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out.
Well, Sergeant, God bless you, and thank you very much. We'll talk to you again
thank
soon,
you.
I hope.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So long, So long, sir. All right. Let me just mention something that's going on about the devious Chinese Communist Party. And, you know, it's worth talking when we talk about these SOBs. I've always, you know, even Chinese patriots, you know, we all use shorthand to communicate. So they use the phrase the Chinese, the Chinese, the Chinese. It isn't the Chinese. It's the Chinese Communist Party. You have to take a little longer to roll that off your tongue. But the SOBs are the Chinese Communist Party, not the Chinese. The Chinese are oppressed by the CCP, actually more than we are. The CCP aspires to oppress us. They haven't finished the job yet, thanks to people like Sergeant and all the rest of you. But they have executed their job on the Chinese people. So it's the Chinese people. Some of the most furious fighters against the CCP will come from the Chinese people, just as the people who overthrew the Bolsheviks in Russia, in the Soviet Union, were the Russians, not us Americans. We did our part, but it was the Russian people that freed themselves. And that's the crime, the shame of what's going on now, where Russia is being treated as if it's still the Soviet Union and that they are our enemies, and they are not. They are the defenders of our civilization, but the actual enemies of our civilization want you to think that Russia is an evil place, which it's not, and that Vladimir Putin is an absolute evil person, which he is not. But let's go to the electromagnetic pulse. So I'm looking at the article here. I need to educate myself on it, but it's what is an EMP? Well, you've seen it yourself. Right there. Yes, a lightning strike is an electromagnetic pulse. The sun produces electromagnetic pulses, but what evil people have done is they've figured out how to use a nuclear device or some other form of producing a transient electromagnetic disturbance, a brief burst of electromagnetic energy. And these can come from an electric field, a magnetic field, electromagnetic radiation. And the point is what these evil people could do, and this is where these things floating around all over the United States, they may be related to this. If the Chinese Communist Party, I got to not use the shorthand, if the CCP, let's say they get us used to having their balloons flying, floating, propelled over our country, they could fire off, I think it's actually, in theory, two electromagnetic pulses, just two devices would be sufficient to knock out the electrical grid in America. Meaning, think of it, look, see where you are, even you, Sergeant, up in the hills, look around you. You are connected to electrical devices and circuitry. It will be knocked out by an electromagnetic pulse. Now you're in the dark. All the lights go out. The refrigerator turns off. Your food starts spoiling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of things happen, and you have to think fast, like, oh, whoa, hey, oh, oh, uh-oh, I'm up the creek without a paddle. So one of the things we need to do, and Donald Trump will do it, he will, the trillions of dollars that the communist Biden, Schumer, Pelosi crowd are spending, Donald Trump will spend a fraction of that to harden our electrical grid. And one of the things he'll do, I heard about this today, is for a small amount, a pittance, Donald Trump will buy transformers that can restore our electrical grid after an EMP. These would just be in storage, and they would be hardened, and they can be rolled out so we can restore an electrical grid after an electromagnetic attack. And this is the beauty of Donald Trump, part of his beauty. Somebody, an enemy, evil, like the Chinese Communist Party, if they know that we have these transformers on hand around the country and that we can defend ourselves from an electromagnetic pulse, guess what? Guess what happens? What happens when you have peace through strength? What does all that mean, peace through strength? You never have the war. They never fire off the electromagnetic pulse because they know we can recover from it. And after they do that to us, hey, you can have some really angry Scotsmen up in the hills like Sergeant. And they're going to beat the stuffing out of you and your stupid Communist Party. So just lay back and don't even fire that weapon. So that's peace through strength. And Donald Trump exemplifies that. And he was doing that so well as the president. And so much of it has now been undone by the Communist Party USA. All right, let's take a call here from someone who identifies himself as Scorpio. Scorpio, are you there?
Yes, yes, Jane, can you hear me?
I hear you, and I'm eager to hear what's on your mind.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. And I just have to, you know, respectfully disagree with you on a couple of points here. You know, I've been doing shows and stuff for quite a while, and I've listened to you on and off, and I think you're sincere in your beliefs, and I respect, you know, you for what you believe. But I think, honestly, I think you're falling into a trap here, thinking that the CCP, the Communist Party, is some kind of independent entity outside of the West. You know, the West has done everything it can to build China up since the 1970s when Kissinger opened China up. It was essentially an agrarian economy. And through NAFTA and other devices, we have done everything we can to build China to where it is now. And I really do believe that at the highest levels, there's an agreement with China to sort of divvy up the spoils of the New World Order. I do not believe they're a true adversary. I mean, obviously, I mean, they are to our you know, at a certain level to our own, you know, American beliefs. But I think they're in on the plan with the Jews who, you know, essentially created, you know, you have to admit the Jews created Bolshevik Russia. I mean, it's overwhelming the number of Jews that were involved in the conception and actualization and implementation of Bolshevik Russia.
Well, you presented your idea there, Scorpio, well, and here's what I'm trying to say about the, you know, and you know, I'm way too well informed actually on this mistake that we patriots, you're a patriot, I'm a patriot, all of you out there are patriots, but when you our true enemy, there's no question, our true enemy is more properly is properly stated as evil, evil itself, and evil is when you misidentify that as, you know, the Jews, that's a mistake. Here's where the mistake is, or one area where it's a mistake, is that you lose your army. Your army abandons you. You know, there's a small, not you personally, there's a small group of people that will go with that, but it's not an army that can save itself or save our people. So and then there's a logical fallacy. Of course, there are evil people among the Jews. There are evil people right here in North Dakota among the Lutherans. And right across the street from me, there are evil people among the Catholics. You know, so we don't have to look far to find evil people in every group of people. But when that mistake is made of attributing evil itself to the Jews, it's a mistake not simply because it's wrong, it's factually wrong, but the problem is that organizationally, to field an army as Donald Trump has done, you must have scores of millions of really dedicated troops. And Donald Trump already has that. He's done it. And he's shown that, I mean, if you wanted the Donald Trump revolution, the MAGA revolution, if you and I could snap our fingers with magical powers and we had fairy dust, if you got Donald Trump, who doesn't believe this, but if Donald Trump went on a broadcast and he said, you know what? The problem is the Jews. The Donald Trump revolution, the MAGA revolution, the whole thing would all fold up into nothing before he finished that sentence. And what
well,
it proves...
I agree what you're saying.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, you and I... You know, I won't speak about you, but let's talk about me. I'm a nobody. So if I wanted to espouse that view, I can do it, and actually nobody cares, which is kind of my point, that nobody cares. So I have to, like little children playing with matches. Again, I'm not talking about you. I'll talk about me. You know, little children are a hazard to themselves and others playing with matches. And I don't know, my analogy breaks down here, but you don't want the fire chief of your city to be playing with matches. And so Donald Trump is the fire chief, and I'm saying that we, you know, in my little bit that I can do, he's found a formula for mobilizing our people. I think the best thing he said, I just leapt for joy when I heard him say this, and he said it in every single speech. He says, we are the greatest movement in the history of America. And then sometimes I even got more excited when he said, we are the greatest movement in the history of the world. He is he's most responsible for having created this movement, a glorious movement that you're part of, I'm part of, and everybody listens to Republic Broadcasting is part of it. And the CCP, now to go to your point, the CCP was aided immensely by people in the West. Yes, indeed. You're right that back in 19, like if you go to like the 1980s, the Chinese economy was smaller than that of Italy. Didn't matter how many people they had, a billion people, didn't make any difference. They didn't have, you know, they had nothing. And then people in the West started unbolting our factories, putting them on ships and sending them to China, sending all our technology and so on, bringing Chinese Communist Party-sponsored students into our universities. There are 250,000 Chinese science, technology, engineering, and mathematics students in our schools right now, taking every single scrap of information we have and sending it to their masters in Beijing.
Oh, absolutely. And, I agree. If I could just jump in real quick, I don't want to take up too much of your time, Jamie. I do appreciate you taking my call. I agree with that completely.
Well, can you hang on through this break and then come
absolutely.
Back?
Absolutely, yes. Okay, sure.
Okay, all right. So, Scorpio, hang on. I hope you will, too. We'll be see you in just a moment.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand.
Hey, we're back, folks, and I'm gonna jump in here. By the way, James is hanging on the line. Mike, could you engineer James into the conversation here with Scorpio? We'll have a three-way conversation.
Hello?
James? Hi, James. Thank you, as always, for calling. I just want to try to be brief, which is hard for me to do. The fundamental point...
James, if I could just make my last point.
Okay, go ahead, Scorpio.
Sure. Basically, first of all, when I say Jews, that's just shorthand for, let's say, the club, the cabal that runs Hollywood, that runs banking, that runs the media. It's a tight-knit circle of people who just happen to be Jewish that run those entities. And that's undeniable. That's what I'm talking about. Not Uncle Shlomo that runs the corner deli. Okay, I'm not saying every Jew is evil necessarily. That's the point I'm trying to make. And I really do believe that... we have done so much to aid China. I mean, the Walmart shelves would empty out in a week if we got into a real conflict with China. Just about everything we buy and consume is made in China. That's by design. It's not an accident. So there's collusion at the highest levels of this. And lastly, I would just say that, honestly, I do not believe Donald Trump will ever be president again. I don't believe he'll even get the nomination because the elections are so heavily rigged right now. I just don't think they're going to allow it. I don't think he is an effective puppet Joe Biden is a much better puppet, and that's what the cabal, whatever you want to call it, want. They want a puppet that they can count on. I don't think Donald Trump took every order he received. I think that's the problem they actually had with him. And with that, I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, Scorpio. Thanks for calling. All right, so we're going to end the show here with James and myself. And I just want to kind of get this in so it, you know, state my view here. What I would say to anybody in this conversation is that evil is our true enemy. And I disagree. I'll say what I'm banking on Donald Trump but I'll give you some examples of evil that have nothing to do with Judaism or the Jewish people. How about Idi Amin in Uganda, eating his opponents, eating their body, their organs in his refrigerator? How about the rulers of the Aztec Empire, when the conquistadors observed Mexico City, they saw at the Aztec capital, they saw hundreds of thousands of severed heads of people. Not much Jewish influence in the Aztec Empire. How about Pol Pot in Uganda? I mean, in Cambodia. We already covered Idi Amin. Pol Pot in Cambodia. We could go Asian here, okay? The savagery of that nation, which had no connection whatsoever to, you know, to the Jewish people. And then how about Genghis Khan, who existed, you know, before modern history? Genghis Khan, who, when he approached a city, would kill every man, every woman, every child, and every animal in that city, surround it, kill everyone. That's what I'm talking about, pure evil. And all of you good folks out there, you represent pure good. And the battle between good and evil has always been there. It will always be there. Sometimes we're prevailing. Sometimes we're up the creek without a paddle, like the present moment, and it's kind of uncomfortable. But all of you people out there represent good. And let me get James in here edgewise. James, what thought could you throw onto the bonfire here?
Well, we got a problem with our rolling stock over in Ohio, and it's crashing off the rails, dropping phosgene. That's something to think about in terms of sabotage
activity. Yes, exactly. You see, and we do have people, and they have, trust me, it's a huge army with a huge military. The People's Liberation Army is not headquartered in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. It's headquartered in Beijing, Shanghai. And yes,
well, they could be in the government too. You see, this is the point, right? I think that's what Scorpio was getting at. We have to know where, you know. Go ahead.
Yes, we definitely have our own evil right here in River City.
Yeah.
And hey, James, as always, not enough time, and as always, Kelso talking too much. Let's resume again tomorrow.
Hasta mañana.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll see you, my friend. So long, everybody. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. Ciao. Here in the Trump Clubhouse.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.